Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Our current focus is crime reduction in District 3 of Highland, Lytle Creek, and Crand Terrace. So we do have a couple of answers to prayer. A man that started the line fire in Highland is sentenced for intentionally starting the fire that caused road closures, a one home destroyed, and three damaged, and bringing justice to those that were affected by it, including illness brought on by smoke. Lytle Creek was one of the communities targeted in the San Bernardino County that ended up confiscating 900 pounds of illegal fireworks from that community and many others. Currently in Highland, a man posed as an animal control kidnapped and molested an 11-year-old girl who was looking for a missing dog, and that is in at court. Pretty sad. So we definitely need to pray for people like that. So we just lift this up right now, these three things. We pray, Father, for the man that started the fire, that who did it with arson intentionally. We pray, God, that he will get the full extent of the law. But as he's there, that he would come to know Jesus and do whatever it takes to help make amends with those that he has hurt in the process. Pray for those that lost their homes and had damage done to it, that they would be able to recover and be able to rebuild. We pray for the people that were affected by the smoke, that they were able to find ways to get healing from that, and that the roads that were damaged and affected by it will all be repaired and engineered to protect them. We lift up Lytle Creek. That was one of the many cities. We just lift up our county, that they would take more respect in not selling illegal fireworks, that they are now put on notice that that will not be easy to do, and that there would be more and more of a fear and they would look elsewhere or not at all, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Highland, people posing as anything other than what they are, convincing young kids. So this little girl was just looking for her missing dog. We pray for the protection of children that are out and about just doing things that children do, not doing anything wrong, who were swayed into thinking that this person is safe. God, we pray that that would be stopped in Jesus' name. We pray the protection over every little child that's out there. And we also pray for parents to know exactly where their kids are at all times. We also pray that people like this will be caught beforehand and given treatment to stop them from doing it in the future. We know that only Jesus can transform lives, so we pray that that occurs. We lift up Highland, that it was the starting place of the fire, and that the grade of their crime is D+, and their theft is 15%. So we pray their crime grade improves and the theft decreases. We know that it's next to San Bernardino City, and that city has a lot of problems. We pray for unity among the council. We pray for the citizens to come to know Jesus. And we lift up Lytle Creek, that they too would have an improved crime grade from D, and that their theft at 22% will decrease. Grand Terrace, that sits along the I-215 freeway near Riverside and San Bernardino, again, an overlapping from the city, a lot of issues can come in from there, that their grade of D+ will improve and their theft of 15% will decrease in the mighty name of Jesus. Again, we pray, Father, that all these cities, each one of them, will come to know Jesus in a specific way, that their lives would be transformed and their cities and communities will be reformed in the mighty name of Jesus.